Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sinubukang makiusap ng residenteng si Jolene Chu sa kanyang landlord na bawasan ang kanilang singil sa renta. Nawala ng hanap buhay si Jolene dulot ng Stage 4 lockdown sa Melbourne. Buti na lang at nagkaroon ng moratorium sa rental eviction. Nabigyan ng pagkakataon na aregluhin ng mga landlord at tenants ang pagbabayad sa upa. Ngayong weekend, tatapusin na ng Victoria, New South Wales at Western Australia ang mga nasabing moratorium. Namomroblema ngayon ang mga tenant na tulad ni Jolene.
I'm actually feeling very unsettled because I think not only me, a lot of people are still struggling to get back on their feet. And a lot of people are still struggling to find jobs. The only difference with us is that we are only a dollar away from being homeless or having to choose between having a roof over our head or, you know, choosing to have food on the table.
Wrong timing ito para sa marami. Magtatapos kasi sa Linggo ang JobKeeper payment at sa Miyerkules naman ang ibang coronavirus supplement. Ibig sabihin, ang mga tumatanggap ng job seeker ay mababawasan ng $150 bawat fortnight. Sa New South Wales, higit 40 renters group at charities ang sumulat sa pamahalaan at nagbabala na ang pagpapaalis sa mga tenant ay magdudulot ng pagtaas ng bilang ng mga homeless sa bansa. Sinabi ng CEO ng Tenants Union of New South Wales, Leo Patterson Ross, na babahala sila sa paglaki ng utang o rental debt na naiipo ng mga tao.
Our housing market is a competitive sport. People are competing against others trying to find a home, which is really not a healthy way to run a housing system. But that is what we've got. And so if you have any kind of black mark, any kind of thing that puts you at the bottom of the list, it makes the task of finding a new home really, really difficult.
Ayon sa pag-aaral ng University of New South Wales City Future Research Center, tatagal ng taon ang mga rental debt bago mabayaran. Halos 25% ng mga umuupa ang nagsasabing nawalan sila ng trabaho dahil sa pandemya. 16% lang ang nakakuha ng rent variation. Karamihan pa sa mga ito ay deferral lamang o pagpapaliban ng bayad, kaya nasa 75,000 households sa buong bansa ang may utang sa upa. $216 ang karaniwang upa kada linggo. Kung 9 na buwan na hindi makakabayad, aabot ng $8,400 ang utang ng bawat household sa renta. Ayon kay Chris Martin, ang pagkabaon sa utang ang isang dahilan ng pagtaas ng homelessness sa bansa.
Where agreements have been made between tenants and landlords to defer rents, it was typically in the order of about 30% of a person's rent liability. That's a substantial amount, but it's a mixed blessing. That's money that has to be repaid later. And for many households, those debts have already started coming due and are coming due now. And that's money that they're expected to pay on top of a rent that's gone back to normal as well. A lot of households are going to struggle, and that may mean terminations and evictions into homelessness.
Nag-anunsyo ang New South Wales, Western Australia and Victoria ng interim measures para hindi mabigla ang mga residente sa pagtanggal ng moratorium. Pero ayon sa charity group tulad ng Jesuit Refugee Service, naghahanda na sila para sa pagdagsa ng mga mangangailangan ng tulong. Nagpapakain at pansamantalang nagpapatuloy sila ng mga asylum seekers na walang access sa support payment ng pamahalaan sa gitna ng pandemya. Sinabi ng policy coordinator na si Nishad Rigo na nababahala sila sa kanilang kapasidad sa pagtulong.
We saw from March 2020 onwards a 263% increase in demand for our services. Where we previously, for example, were providing food aid to about 50 to 70 people a week, during the pandemic it's grown to about 1,000 people a week, including 300 kids. We're certainly concerned that there will be a spike in crisis calls from people who may be asked by their landlord to leave right away or may be asked to enter repayment plans that they can't really meet. And there will be people who are on the street, so we're worried about how we find them a place to live.
Ayon sa isang asylum seeker, naging napakahirap sa kanila na makahanap ng matutuluyan, lalo na nitong may pandemic.
it is very difficult for people seeking asylum to rent a house in Australia, because when you're on that bridging visa, most landlords, they do not even have the confidence to give people seeking asylum a place to live. But when the pandemic struck, I lost my job and I became homeless. So I could not be able to afford to pay my rent. And the person I used to share with left with no option but to kick me out of the place.
May mga pansamantalang kumupkop sa kanila, pero problema pa rin ang paghahanap ng permanenteng tirahan.
This is not permanent, this is temporary, and I don't even know what the future holds. And people need to know that these are human beings like any other Australians that deserve to eat good food, that deserve to live a better life. But they are actually destitute here in Australia. Some don't even have fixed accommodation. They spend their nights wherever the day ends with them.
Yan ang binuong ulat ni Claudia Farhart para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice niyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.